For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Former President Donald Trump used a campaign stop in California Friday to accuse Vice President Kamala Harris of having been soft on crime in her previous positions. Before she served as vice president, Harris represented California in the U.S. Senate and also served as the state's attorney general and the district attorney of San Francisco.
You have what happened to this country as what they allowed to happen in California and San Francisco, one of the great cities of the world 15 years ago, and today it's not in a very good position.
Harris maintains that she is the better choice this November. She was in battleground Pennsylvania while Trump campaigned in California. Deli meat maker Boar's Head will be shuttering a plant at the center of the Listeria outbreak. Here's Fox's Hillary Barsky.
A Virginia Boar's Head plant connected to the ongoing Listeria outbreak is closing permanently after an investigation found that the cause of the contamination existed at the Jarrett facility and was used only for liverwurst, which the company will permanently discontinue producing. The deadly outbreak was first reported in mid-July by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and was followed by a recall of over 207,000 pounds of liverwurst. At least 57 people have been hospitalized as a result of the outbreak, including 9 deaths as of late August, according to the CDC investigation. About 500 union workers will be impacted by the plant closure.
A new report finds no evidence that officials in Hawaii prepared for a wildfire that killed 102 people. The fire happened on Maui last year. The Associated Press says Hawaii had been warned for days about weather that could increase the chances of fire. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows how obesity is growing. Here's Fox's Therese Crowley.
10 years ago, no state had more than 1 in 3 adults who was obese. By last year, 23 states count more than 1 in 3 adults with obesity, a body mass index of more than 30, marking an increase in the size and amount of fat cells in the body, presenting a risk to health. But no judgment. CDC Dr. Ruth Peterson notes the common misconception that obesity is from a lack of willpower and failing to eat right and exercise, but its factors are complex, including genetics, certain medications, poor sleep, gut microbes, stress, access to affordable food and health care, and safe places to exercise. So while you can't change genetics, Asian adults have the lowest prevalence, other factors can be changed. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Kirk Cameron is partnering with Trail Life USA in its mission to call men and families to action. Bronson Woodruff has this story.
That action has to do with raising the next generation of boys. Trail Life USA is a Christian scouting organization. You can think of it as an alternate version of the Boy Scouts. Mark Hancock is CEO of Trail Life USA.
You know, we've run into Kirk a lot out in the field. We speak at a lot of the same conventions and share a lot of the same values, and we've talked about how it is that we can work together to make a difference in the next generation. Of course, he's been doing his American Campfire Revival for a while. We paired up with Kirk to support him in his American Campfire Revival efforts.
He said, in effect, that Trail Life USA and Cameron both carry the same torch.
You know, restoring some of the biblical values that our country is known for.
Hancock said Trail Life USA is in all 50 states. He said his team is convicted about how it is that boys have been served over the last number of decades.
Where now boys are, you know, they're largely unguided. With 1 in 4 without a father in the household, they're ungrounded. You know, 58% of Americans no longer believe the Bible is the foundation for truth, and that these boys are wondering about the ground they stand on.
Hancock also pointed out that boys are largely uninspired in our culture today.
They've taken away risk and competition and those sorts of things that drive boys. And so we're restoring those things through the efforts of Trail Life USA and working together with Kirk Cameron to talk about these ideals for how it is that you get good and godly men.
Hancock invites you to take part in the American Campfire Revival and to check and see if you have a Trail Life USA troop near you. If not, he says you can start one. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
In final news, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline this weekend is $3.23. That's down from $3.84 at this time last year.